You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
This edition of It's My Money is brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, your partner for global wealth creation. Welcome to It's My Money. It's My Money is brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, which is South Africa's top boutique wealth manager. With me from Brenthurst Wealth today is Gustav Reinach. You know, Gustav, you sent me a piece and said you wanted to talk about what you call a retirement crisis in South Africa. Is it that bad?
Yeah, Lindsay, I would say it is quite bad at this stage, especially if we see the amount of people drawing too much out of their pension money at this stage regarding and taking into comparison what the index has offered investment clients in South Africa for the past couple of years. I always say the best way to look at this is if you look at your pension money and your retirement savings as your own business. In this way, when you start drawing an income from this retirement savings and the business is going through a very bad place in its existence, then you need to look at what your expenses are firstly, and secondly, how you can manage your expenses for this business to keep on giving you the best results in the future. So directly correlated to your retirement savings, if the market where your retirement savings are invested in is going through a bad patch, and let's say a recession, as I may call it currently, that we are going through. All businesses around the world is struggling. So how do I look at my own expenses for my own retirement savings to work for myself in the future and to be there for a long time until someday it can go to inheritance or whatsoever? So I would definitely say the most important thing is, in bad times, when the indexes around the world and even South Africa gives you bad returns, you need to take a close look about what is the amount that I'm withdrawing firstly out of my retirement savings, and would this be sufficient for future generations, and will my investments still grow with inflation and the withdrawal that I take out of the investment in the future, will it be sufficient?
Are you saying that when markets are going through bad periods, and we've seen some pretty bad periods in 2022 and even in 2021, but anyway, as the markets go down, are you saying people that are retirees are withdrawing more because they think the market's going down? Is that what you're saying?
What I'm actually saying is, if you committed at your retirement to say, okay, I will withdraw 4% out of my investments per year out of my net wealth as an income for myself, and the markets perform badly, this means, let's say the market does minus 10% this year. That means you're withdrawing 4% out of your investment firstly, and secondly, the market does negative 10%. So that is a 14% negative return in your investment for that current year.
Yeah.
And if this keeps continuously happening, you are withdrawing out of your capital out of this investment. So in any good business, as I could refer to again, when times are tough, you need to look at your expenses. So maybe adjust your income a bit to handle the current market situations until things picks up, sentiment picks up, and the indexes go up again, which we know it will. It does that. So if we look at the past 100 years of the S&P 500, it has done inflation plus 4% per year the past 100 years. So that means if you withdrew 4% of your capital, of your pension money per year over the past 100 years, you would have done inflation at least of capital growth in your investment. So that means you didn't go backwards in your investment. Obviously, there's some periods like the global financial crisis in 2007 where there's a big knock in the economy. And if you didn't take less of an income in those years, you would be going into your capital and delving into your capital a lot during those tough times. So if you adjusted that, and maybe not every single year take an increase in the income you withdraw out of your investment, but maybe do it every second year or every third year, then it will help your investment substantially to withstand these hard times and recessionary periods.
So what you're saying is you should actively manage your retirement. In other words, market conditions, with the help of a financial advisor, of course, you have to adjust the way that you behave, whether it be withdrawals or whatever. I mean, sometimes you don't need to withdraw that, one would presume. Sometimes you wouldn't need to withdraw the 4% that you've been referencing, maybe just 2%, and adjust your expenses accordingly. So you have to be active, I think, is what you're saying here.
100%. I would always say be proactive and talk to investment advisors if you have a wealth advisor as often as possible, so you can actually speak about the current situation in the markets and how to manage that situation with the income that you're currently withdrawing, so that you know exactly where you're currently at and how are we going to move from here on forwards to get out on the other side when the markets turn up again to get the best returns and proactive actions as possible.
Okay. And how often would you say that you have to sit down with your financial advisor and say, okay, this is the situation. I withdrew this over the last year or over the last month, whatever time period it is. And you say, right, now what do I do? Can we project forward? Given what I've been doing in the past and given what the markets have been doing in the past, this is where I should be. Or that's what you'll tell them, you as the financial advisor. This is what you should be doing. This is how you should be behaving. Is that a prudent plan? Keep on monitoring it.
100%. I would say keep on monitoring it. Talk to your investment advisor very regularly. I always say, me as a financial advisor, I don't know what I don't know. So if I don't know what is going on in your current situation or in your life, I can't make decisions and investment plans according to it. And that's basically the core of investment planning, is knowing exactly what your client's needs are and how to address those needs in current market situations. So if needs change or market situations change, inevitably there needs to be a change in a portfolio, or alternatively, how to manage the income in the portfolio but keep the assets in safe environments during bad times.
Okay. And do your clients actually adhere to these rules, or do you have to phone them up and say, listen, let's have a chat about this now? Are they diligent when it comes to these principles that you've just laid out?
I would always say I'm kind of a 21st century type of advisor. So a lot of my clients I also communicate with on WhatsApp, because it's much quicker. It's a bit more informal, which makes it a more open conversation back and forth. So there is a quick question and a quick answer that's always going to be handled. And then obviously you get your quarterly formal statements and formal investment reviews as well. But I would say the more often communication finds place and both parties know exactly where they stand in current market situations and where their needs are and what needs to be addressed, the better. So obviously I want to enhance and tell my clients, talk to me as often as possible so that we can address anything that changed in your life or market conditions wise, and we go from there on forwards.
Gustav, thanks so much for your excellent advice. Gustav Reinach is from Brenthurst Wealth, and that was It's My Money. It's My Money was brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, an award-winning boutique wealth management company. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position, or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.